hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hey friends, we're back in the dumpster of Seeking Sister Wife. Waiting around. Our friends are back. Merrifields, Nick and his harem, some newcomers. How do we feel?
I love it.
So great. I forgot the show existed, first of all. Thank God I saw it pop up. Oh, we just talked about this on Summer House. Popped up on my DVR, and I was like, there it is.
Oh, thank God. You know, they must have it intertwined. I can watch it on HBO Max.
Oh, really? Oh, because TLC shit lives there now. Wow, that's wild to go to HBO Max for Seeking Sister
Wife. I know. And I got a 6-month trial or whatever. Not trial, but I got a deal. I'm only paying like $3 a month for HBO for a few months. So that's nice.
Okay. All right. Where do you want to start? Who's the most compelling?
Everybody,
to you?
The tip of the lifetime is to get all of your subscriptions on Black Friday because all the streaming platforms
I didn't know this.
Give dirt cheap, which I'd never do because it doesn't line up. But I think that's how I got into this one.
Okay.
But all right. Hulu, all of them, except for Netflix.
I'm relying on DJ's login for like 70% of my streamers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The other day, he got a new credit card or something and Paramount was broken. I'm like, so are you going to like update Paramount? I didn't even like offer to pay. I was just like, come on, like reactivate here.
Does it just come up for you?
What do you mean?
If people change their stuff?
Oh, it was like he got a new credit card, so it did the payment didn't go through, so the login like kicked you back out, you know?
You should message like, on, all right, come things on. Okay.
Yeah, it's like everything all right? Time to reactivate your Paramount.
Yeah.
You want to start with the Merrifields or Nick and the harem?
Sure, we can talk about the main event.
Merrifields? They're back at it.
Danielle.
Found another girl from Brazil. And they're on the move, taking their entire family to Mexico to meet a woman they've never met with their
Sam
mom.
And Samantha.
That's her name?
These kids are living it. Their brother and sister-in-law is like, I'm talking to Sam. I'm talking to Samantha.
Oh, yes.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
I
feel these kids are living in a child abuse world.
It's they're going to be Clay on Love is Blind in 20 years. I mean,
holy shit. The
shit they're seeing. They're first, I think they filmed when she, the clip that came up from the first episode where she's like, having that breakdown what was her name? Paula or whatever her name was.
I can't remember.
And just like, I think that was a kid filming that. And then you're dragging your kids with you to Mexico to meet somebody.
It's child
abuse.
It's
I mean,
sick.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
They're see like, them on TV.
Her. All these pictures of her.
They're cute little boys too.
Mommy.
I feel so bad for them. And the way that he was sitting there in the first episode, you have to, when I focused on her, when he was going off about women sucking sperm and it goes into her brain and they become one or something.
Yes.
What do you think she's thinking? Does she hate him or is she on board with this?
I think she deep down can't stand him, but she cannot figure out a way out of this life. When they were sitting there and he was like, God came to, I mean, that whole thing you just brought up from episode one was, I like took notes because I was like, that was the stupid, most ridiculous bullshit I've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth. But then this episode, he's like, God came to us when we were in the garage. And just all of a sudden,
and the wind.
I felt this holy light come over me and I just knew. And she looks over and she just like, he's like, I mean, God's speaking to us. It's just like, and then she's like, I think God's giving
her out
different answers. I don't know. She seems 100% not down for this, yet she's on the adventure. You know what I mean? Like, it's very.
I can't figure it out what she's.
I can't figure it out either.
She's a beaten woman, or she really is
as
religious as he is, or.
Just even when she was like, do you think it's too soon? And he's like, well, if God tells you to do something, you know, you do it. It's just like, what? God tells you to jump off a cliff? You're jumping off a cliff? What are you talking about? It's just
crazy,
it's unstable.
He doesn't go to like Eastern Europe and get another Danielle.
No, we're just back in Brazil.
He's got a fetish of these
Yes.
Brazilian women.
And
like the brother-in-law said, give him money, or the brother, whoever that was, he's given money again. Then we have the same language barrier again. We're talking through an app. We're doing all this shit again. Makes no sense.
Those kids should be left with Sam and Samantha.
Yes.
They should
yes.
not be going to Mexico.
No. Why? She could be, you could have no, like, it's just, you have never met in person. You don't know anything. Why are you subjecting your children to this? It's crazy.
And she keeps saying, I don't want to see your heart get broken. Imagine saying that about your husband. I don't want to see your heart get broken. Then they flash back to times when they were just little kids and she just picked this psychopath and it's going to fuck her life up.
Yes. I mean, she says throughout these first two episodes, she's not ready to date. She doesn't think it's time, blah, 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 blah. And he's ready to propose to somebody who can't communicate again in a foreign country after meeting once. He's nuts. She's like part of a cult. You know, this is insane.
I don't feel as bad for her. I hate them both, but they're so good to watch. I just can't read her when she, I've never seen that she hates him so much when he was saying all these things in the confessionals. She really has a blank stare. Like,
yes.
I really can't stand what he's saying right now.
Yes. Because I think it's full of shit. Like, she knows.
And it looks like this woman is more going to scam them. So,
I mean, another scammer. I love how they're like, you know, then it's 5 a.m. You got the kids up at 5 a.m. dealing with this lying woman who's not getting on a plane. And production, like, we tried 5 minutes ago. We had no problem. And they're like, I'm so confused. It's like, she's lying to you, you idiots.
I don't want,
like,
his face. I don't want his heart broken again.
Oh, my God.
What about you?
I can't.
And
so ridiculous.
What? How are these kids processing this? Daddy needs another wife. And now
we're back to Mexico
really
to meet
sick.
Another person we can't talk to.
And why Mexico is the crossing point?
Yeah, I don't know. It must be easy to get into is the only thing I can think of. Because isn't that what they did with her too?
Right.
Yeah. They must be able to travel there. I think Brazil, you need a visa or something to get into the U.S. It's crazy.
Him talking about how God has the plan and God sends this down to him. It is just
nuts.
It's insane.
It's nuts. And just think, like, what if he's building your house and you just like go out there one day and he's like going to show, just like, what
Can
is
you
happening?
God, how do they make money? Mess. They seem like they're wealthy too.
Yes. Yeah. They're taking the whole family to Mexico, flying her out. They're either deeply in debt or they're doing fine. One or the other.
And they're building new houses and things.
Right. Yeah.
And Danielle looks good this season. She's kind of got a little bit of a Kardashian look to her.
Something. But there's something also happening in the mouth.
Oh, her mouth region. She looks like she does talk lopsided. She always has.
I think like, oh, okay. It felt more pronounced to me.
She,
like maybe some Botox, like
I thought it was
fell
less.
Or something. Oh, okay. I thought it was more. All right.
Oh, okay. It's hard
to watch. Two sides
of
the coin.
I try to just look past it because watching
yeah,
her talk.
You kind of have to like look at her like a Monet, like kind of far away, like a little blurry. You can't really focus in on anything. And then she looks like it looks fine.
She's like the poor Drew Barrymore. It's hard to watch.
I think now 3 seasons in, if this is the third, it might even be the fourth. Like I've had enough. I do not feel sympathy for her anymore. You're listening to this guy talk about like, come going from God into your head, and that's why women are like whatever, and you're choosing to be with him and bring another woman into this, like
that's what scares me about him. If he was just saying I'm a horned up man and I want more women,
it's the God
they all
stuff.
Do the God shit. All these people hide behind God and they're horny.
Yes, it's crazy. The only like Nick, I don't think Nick talks about God, but it is like a higher calling for, I mean, he's a cult leader as well.
I did a notary at
the biggest pimp of all. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Yeah, Nick, but he's my most likable pimp of all. I love him.
He
I did a notary
into unemployment.
I love him.
Yeah.
The fact that the women are out working and taking care of him, I couldn't love him more. But I did a notary for somebody for what is it? The Book of Mormon or the Mormons,
Latter-day
else too. And so I go and I go meet him. He had to sign a loan, whatever, for he's selling property over where the, he's like, I hope Trump gets in because they're shutting down the pipeline in South Dakota. And I got houses, and he's selling houses and new buildings there or whatever. Jesus. So he's probably, who knows what the fuck's going on. And he, and I was in the place where the kids are at the school to go to training. So I, all I could think of was of Lisa Barlow's kid. And I hear one of the kids in the white shirts talking about how these people were mean to him and saying that they couldn't do their speech there and all that stuff. So it's just crazy what these poor kids are going through.
Oh yeah.
And then he's telling, I'm asking him all these questions about the religion. And I go, somehow we get into baptism, and I go, what age are kids baptized in Mormon? And he's like, oh, well, they get baptized at 8 years old, 'cause that's when they can start making their own decisions. And I said, well, do any of these kids at 8 years old, they're not going to go against their parents. Have you ever seen an 8 year old tell their religious parents to go fuck off? And he's like, well, no one ever did. It just is such bullshit. 8 years old, these kids can't go like against the family.
Right.
And then
right.
he's like saying especially these religious people, they don't know any better. At 8 years old, I can't imagine. And then he's saying that their marriages are sealed. They can go and their marriages are sealed, so they go to heaven together. I go, well, what if somebody dies? Can you get remarried? He's like, oh yeah, you can get remarried. And it's just all this hypocritical bullshit.
Yeah.
And Tyler's like, he's like, remember they have multiple marriages there. And then like, you guys should come to the church and we can make you a family you can make you a family for eternity. And it's just like crazy. It's wild. And it's just like, well, if you're sealing these marriages together, why would you get remarried? It's just such bullshit.
What if it's an abusive marriage and you get out, you're so going scary. To heaven. There they are.
They just scare me. It just is so freaky.
Well, people can
be religious, but then there's a point where it's so
an extreme.
Nuts.
It's the lack of logic, right? Where it's like, again, God came into the garage and now I have to marry this woman from Brazil. Like,
oh my God, maybe I'm asking too many questions. This guy's going to give me a bad review.
It does sound like you asked way too many questions.
But it's just fascinating. It's just crazy.
It's crazy. All right, let's talk Nick. Danielle left. She's gone. Does this surprise you?
No, I always thought she was on the teeter-totter.
Yeah. So she was the recently recruited youngest
God
wife.
God bless her. Run for the hills.
Who was told she had to now get a wife. This is why Nick is the best. He doesn't work. I love when he said there's enough cogs in the wheel. You know, they see that it's good for me to be home and learn.
Him incredible. Dressed up at the end.
Dressed up taking care of the baby.
Best part of TV I've ever seen in my entire life. And the baby seems to like him more than the women,
loves
which
him.
I love.
Yes. Loved that. He has a deep connection with the baby. So he's dressing up in a suit to take care of the kid. He doesn't work. The women are married to each other. He is married to none of them.
Genius.
That's the one for me. That's when you know you're a pimp. You got all these women married to each other.
Genius.
You're staying at home untethered.
He's the pimp at the perfect time of society where women can get legally bound to each other.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes, it's great.
And that's why that girl ran. Great. Because she's like, I'm not getting legally bound to another woman. Freaks.
She's out. She escaped the cult. The one who had the kid looks chilled out to me this entire.
Wow, good for you. That's a good point. I never thought that, but
episode
she seems
one
so
and episode
out of it.
Two, she seems really out of it. She also looked like Evan Rachel Wood when they were sitting on the couch reading the letters. She really she looked really pretty there, but she seems like she doesn't know where she is.
Evan Rachel Wood seems like a demon from another planet. So
she probably is. I mean, but just like she looked like her. I love their bed
any
that's
of these
made
women
for
attractive. I just
NBA
feel like I can
players.
Smell their vaginas through the TV. I can smell all the array of feet and vagina in this big bed.
The fact that they share one massive bed and then they have a smush room like you're in Jersey Shore. It's just
boom, boom
at least
room.
They're not doing it in the bed, because that's what I thought was happening. Yeah. So I actually I give them some credit.
But there is some slip dick.
There's some.
It does happen.
Definitely. He was like, you know,
those women are fingering each other a lot. Those women seem intertwined together. Those two each other.
Yes. When he said the planets analogy, I think this was the first episode where he's like, you know, they're like planets and I'm the sun. And do they get enough sunlight? Yes. Could they always get more? Yes. It was just like, what are you doing? It's just
brilliant.
Incredible. The hustle, man. The hustle. I've never seen anything like it. Wearing a suit to take care of a baby is when you know You're just off your rocker.
A pink striped shirt.
Pink and a tie.
Like it's 1985, and he's going to go work with Dolly Parton.
And then
he's
making
hilarious.
Food. He's cooking dinner. I mean, look, he's a home taker. He's a home
taker. He's working.
Home taker?
Yeah. You've never heard a stay-at-home mom say more men should be stay-at-home dads because they do find more happiness, because Tyler would be happier going to the park, and he would genuinely say, I had a great time at the park.
Yeah,
you
that
ask
was great.
Me when I
parents,
go to the park,
you're like, I wanted to die. I couldn't
I'd
wait
like,
to get out of there.
I had to go to the park, and there's nothing worse. I hate than watching children at a park.
That's
I hate
a
it.
Nightmare. It's a
and
nightmare.
And he joyously is happy with
don't,
it. Tyler
don't kick
would
sand in that kid's face. Don't throw those wood chips. Don't jump off there. I know. It's hilarious. It's great.
It's a nightmare. Great. The second you get there, the second you want to leave.
I just also love the simplicity of just like, she's like, and how was your day? He's like, you know, we had a good time at the park. It's like,
it's beautiful. And I
you
believe
read
him.
Like, he read like Shakespeare and went to the park, you know, he's living his best life. Meanwhile, the other chick's just escaping the cold on the low. No one even knows. She moves all her shit out. They have no idea. I love that she got an apartment too. Like, she fully just dipped out. It's like, I'm good.
She was set up and she grabbed her. I love that she took her plants with her.
Great. It's great. It's like, again,
good for her. I'm so happy for her.
Me too. She always seemed like she wasn't sure what she was getting into. And I'm just very happy that she found a way
out. When you have to escape, it's like Crystal Hefner escaping. I love the video of her leaving the mansion. I want to say
if
the haunted
say,
mansion, whatever. Playboy
if you
mansion.
Say you're escaping anywhere, it's bad. Like, there's not a positive escape. You're not like, ooh, let's escape. It's like, this is boring. This is bad. This is horrible. I'm getting
and
amount.
Big Mama, number one.
Yeah.
She's not letting you go. That's who she's escaping for.
You're right.
The leader.
You're so right. She's plotting the next. I mean, now they're going to have to bring it. They're out recruiting.
Now they got
again.
Two recruits.
Yeah. We got a big class coming.
They
the
need
class
to get
2025.
Eve and Evie from Love Island in there.
Oh,
Love Island is just a thing. I am finishing the season. It's a great season.
Oh, you are.
I do love it. Yeah, I'm watching it when I'm running out of TV.
Okay, great. Good.
Better when I can watch it.
It was tight.
When
it's
an episode
season.
here and there. When I'm watching it over and over, it gets kind of repetitive, but I do enjoy it.
Okay, good.
Or and what's her face? Georgia S.
She was the star of the season.
A terrible fucking person, right?
Terrible. She played all these chicks. Playing Toby, I mean, just, and she,
Tobes.
It's the best. At the end, they
she
do Tobes.
Oh,
they
my
do like
God.
Votes for like who's most hated, who's this, and like Georgia just keeps like, I don't feel like I'm first place, guys. It's like you're the worst.
You're
up there.
A terrible.
Like,
you're one of the worst villains of reality television I've ever seen.
She's so
angelic,
like, angelic and beautiful, and looks like she's 12. That like
Ariana
she
Grande.
Gets away with it. Yeah. Ariana Grande, that's perfect.
Are you into seeing that movie she's in? Wizard of Oz movie?
Wicked? You could shoot me before I go. I'm not a musical person. That's my nightmare.
No.
All right. Anything else on Nick and his harem of women?
It's crazy. They did seem upset.
Yes, they did. They were crying. That was the most emotions the one that had the kid
I'm happy
I've seen.
For her to get out, though. She's
me too.
So young.
It's great. She's way too young.
She
this will just
looking
be a blip
for love,
in her radar.
But it was look, think of the story, Beth.
Oh my God. That'll be like in 20 years. I'll be like, wait, did you know mom once lived with three women and a guy?
It's wild.
It's wild.
The big bed is really creepy to me.
Really? It's, I mean, those sheets.
I'm
just
grossed out.
I don't want to. I barely want to sleep next to Dorian. I don't want to sleep next to four people.
I change
it's a
the
nightmare.
Sheets so often because it's so gross.
Oh God. All right. Shane and Ashley. Pregnant Shane. I mean, pregnant Ashley. They're married. She wants a female partner. This is her going out, which is fascinating. You never see this. She just wants to be a lesbian, but has a kid already.
She
has
is
a
lesbian.
One on the way. Definitely. I don't think she likes her husband at all because A, she has him not involved in the dating process at all. It's all about what she likes. I mean, look, she's a pimp too. And then she's dating while pregnant, which is incredible.
I don't find her to be a pimp. I just find her to be manipulative. She's playing.
No,
this guy's an idiot.
She's playing him like low key. She's manipulating the situation to her advantage. And he is a complete sucker.
She hates him. Yeah.
She
he says
like
every woman he's with turns into a lesbian. He has a way of picking them that he knows, and they
he's
know.
Like my first girlfriend. This, I mean, I actually the
second child on the way.
I know, second child on the way. A, the fact that the chick that she was dating initially, whatever her name is, Ashley, no, Grace or something, Grace. The fact that she's a makeup artist and has entirely fake eyebrows is incredible. Like, she doesn't have a single, her makeup, I don't know if you noticed her makeup, it was so bad. And then that she's like so rude to him, like just outwardly, like doesn't fuck with him, like making fun of him for not going to therapy. I mean, it was just all great.
Their bowling date was so awkward.
So awkward. Just, again, no vibe. And just in the meal between the three of them, she hates her husband. That chick hated him too. There was like, she did not want to be on that date. It was crazy. And she's a therapist. Is that right?
That's the curly haired lady.
No, I think she's the makeup artist. I think the wife is a therapist. He's like, because you went to school for years.
That's the scary part.
Right? And the fact that she's like disrespecting your profession by being a life coach. Like, that's what he was saying. I think she's a therapist, which is
wild. You do need to know the social
makeup
choices
of your therapist.
The social choices that therapists and psychotherapists make for themselves.
I would agree. Because if I saw this scenario, it's the
people
desperation.
Making big choices depending on what this lunatic has to say.
Right. The desperation of doing this while pregnant too is bizarre to me. Like, you already have a toddler, you got a husband, you're tired, you're pregnant, and you want to date
that much energy to go,
like, and that much of a desire to not be with your husband, to have another person in the mix. It's crazy.
That is a good point.
But she's out here.
It's a lot better when a pregnant woman. I listened to this radio show and the one guy has come out bisexual. Him and his wife do that non-monogamy together. Okay. Still together, but they date.
Yeah.
And he was going to go on a date with a woman who was pregnant. I truly judge a woman who is pregnant and putting a random penis in her body, because there's so many, you could be getting a disease from someone, but it's not just you. You're giving it to that fucking baby.
Yeah.
And it's not right. And to be mixing juices and stuff when there's a baby in your body, it's scary.
Mixing juices.
And the fact that she's with a woman is okay with me.
Okay. All right. Well, Justine has spoken.
That guy is creepy. There's something real creepy about him.
I
and
just
there's
think
something
he's like
criminal
real...
about her.
Yeah.
She would murder him.
He seems like he was like a band camp kind of, like, just like really, he doesn't give me creepy vibes. He just seems super nerdy and like
dumb.
I hope so. That's like,
she seems dangerous. Like, she does have mugshots that she steals from you.
That
she has stabbed someone when she was 17 and got away with it somehow.
She could transplant onto Love After Lockup super easily.
Yes. It seems like we're watching Love After Lockup with her.
Yes. But he doesn't give me that vibe. Like, I just think he's in over
I
his head.
So.
He's like, this was going to be my wife, and now she wants to be a lesbian, and now I'm like dating women. And I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I get more of that vibe from him.
I hope so. And somebody will, she's going to leave these children at some point.
Yeah.
And because to be so disconnected to a pregnancy, it is alarming.
And just, again, the get after it nature of like doing this while you're pregnant is like
and they've been dating for months. It seems like there is so much sexual chemistry between the two women.
Yeah.
Versus this guy who seems like he's the therapist for the two women.
I know. The fact that they sat down next to each other and he was across at lunch. Like, there was so much body language, like bad news bears there. Yeah. All right. They didn't really show them this episode, but they did a little bit the first one, which was Naeem and.
Oh, I know. I love them and the mom.
And the mom, what are they?
Are they making fresh watermelon juice? What were they doing?
Yes, I think it was watermelon juice.
They really scooped those watermelons clean. I was fascinated.
Yeah, I love the fact that she decided he needed more than she, like, when she's like, he needs constant affection and love. And so I'm going to bring it. It's like, what? Again,
how does
like
a
another
woman get to this?
I don't know. I don't
really
know. I'm not sure. It's fascinating. I love the mom. The mom was not here for it. She doesn't give a fuck. She thinks it's weird. She thought it was even weirder when it was like it was her idea. I just love the judgment from the mom.
I believe
just deep and pure.
I do believe her that she it is her idea, but
I do too. But I don't know how you get there
as a woman,
right?
I don't think you like your husband. I really don't. It goes against all instincts.
It's really like a crazy, yeah. It's an incredible decision because you
goes against nature.
I mean, it's like all of these men, I understand the appeal. And I also, like we've talked about on this show before,
hey,
I get
man's
the appeal
from
a woman's perspective, like shared labor and like, you know, yeah. Like there are.
But then it means you don't really like him.
Right. I think it's like it seemed like she's trying to like protect the relationship or something. Be like this is the only way I'm going to keep him.
Even a man or a man and a woman and a woman. I mean, I don't think it has to even be man and woman. If you really like your partner, you don't want to share him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he just needs more love than I can give.
I love the fire alarm went off when they have to pray. I mean, it's just like, we got to get up there. And they rush upstairs to pray. Yes. It's good for them. But
yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, what a mess.
What I'm wasting my life doing. And they'll probably be in heaven and I'll be shot down the elevator
they'll be
down
stuck
to hell.
Together forever in heaven. Elevator down. I'm happy the show's back. It's very entertaining. These people are just all messes.
Is that it?
Love. Yeah, I think that's it. Those are the four. Right?
And then there's maybe one more that's coming, I think.
Oh, right? Okay, great. Yeah, Nick, April, Jennifer, Danielle, the Sherwood family, Ashley and Shane, the Merrifields, and Nareem and Nayla. It's great.
Wow.
I did it so he could be great. That's great. And 12 years in to make this choice for her is fascinating.
I love the
as
mom.
Well.
The mom is right. It is gross. Like, people and the parent, when she was at the dinner and she's saying, it's kind of dirty or it's gross.
Yes.
Or she just was saying,
yes.
People having sex with each other, it really does get messy.
When she said, when you start sharing body fluids, the pH balance.
I agree with her 100%.
Also, when she said, girl, you just need some books and positive affirmation signs and you're fine. That's what the mom said. I love the mom. Incredible.
Maybe she's onto something. She has a vacation.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
To bring in a whole, and then when they flash the pictures of these real life people that they find who want to join these people.
Listen, there's a world full of Clays out there.
I know.
Emotional trauma and bullshit from their childhoods. And that's who these people are.
I love how Clay is the poster child for drama.
Clay's going to be our comparison for the next year.
All
right,
man.
Guys. We'll be back before you know it. Seeking Sister Wife, check it out. HBO Max, evidently.
TV it's great. Because it's hard to get TLC, another MTV.
Yeah. Right.
It's genius.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
MTV should partner up with HBO Max.
Yeah. Let's just bring it all back together. There's too many places nowadays.
See,
enough
should
is
be
enough.
HBO.
Yeah, it should. I agree. All right,
Max.
We love you guys. We'll be back.